Hi. Welcome to the second part of PHP interview questions and answers. It will prepare you with the basic and advanced knowledge of PHP programming and help you ace your next interview. Question 21. What is path traversal? Answer. Path traversal, also known as directory traversal or directory climbing, is a web application security vulnerability. It occurs when an attacker is able to access files or directories that are located outside the intended scope of the web application. This vulnerability arises from improper handling of user-supplied input by the application. Question 22. What is the email function in PHP? Answer. The email function in PHP is a built-in function that allows you to send emails programmatically from your PHP scripts. It provides a way to send emails using the Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, SMTP, or the Local Mail Transfer Agent, MTA, configured on the server. Question 23. What is typecasting in PHP? Answer. In PHP, typecasting refers to the process of converting a value from one data type to another. It allows you to explicitly define the desired type for a variable, overriding its original type. PHP provides several methods for typecasting, including explicit typecasting functions and casting operators. Question 24. Draw a comparison between server-side and client-side programming languages. Answer. Server-side and client-side programming languages are both essential components in web development, but they serve different purposes and have distinct characteristics. Here's a comparison between the two. 1. Definition. Server-side programming languages are executed on the server, and the server generates the HTML, CSS, and JavaScript that are sent to the client's browser. Client-side programming languages are executed on the client's browser and interact directly with the user. 2. Execution. In server-side, code execution happens on the server, where the server processes requests, retrieves data from databases or other sources, and generates dynamic content. The final result is sent to the client. In client-side, code execution occurs within the client's browser, allowing the browser to handle interactions, user interface updates, and modifications to the page without contacting the server. 3. Technologies. Common server-side programming languages include PHP, Ruby, Python, Java, and Node.js, JavaScript on the server. Frameworks like Django, Python, Laravel, PHP, and Express.js, Node.js, are often used for efficient development. HTML, CSS, and JavaScript are the primary languages for client-side development. JavaScript frameworks and libraries like React, Angular, and Vue.js help build dynamic and interactive user interfaces. 4. Functionality. Server-side handles back-end operations like processing forms, accessing databases, user authentication, and generating dynamic content. It focuses on data management, business logic, and server-to-server communication. Client-side focuses on providing an interactive user experience, handling user input, performing client-side validations, and modifying the presentation layer. It's responsible for rendering and updating the user interface in real time. 5. Security. Server-side languages are often considered more secure because sensitive operations and data processing occur on the server. It allows for stricter control and validation of user inputs, data encryption, and protection against common attacks. Client-side languages execute within the browser, making them more vulnerable to malicious attacks. Security measures like input validation, sanitization, and authentication should be implemented carefully to mitigate risks. 6. Performance. The server handles the heavy lifting, which can offload the client's browser and lead to faster page loads. However, server performance can be a bottleneck if not optimized properly. With the increasing capabilities of modern browsers, client-side execution can provide a smoother and more responsive user experience. However, heavy client-side processing may impact performance, particularly on older or less powerful devices. 7. Code accessibility and visibility. Server-side code is not visible to the client, making it more secure for sensitive information and proprietary algorithms. Client-side code is accessible and visible to users, as it is downloaded and executed within their browsers. This makes it easier for others to view and potentially modify the code. Question 25. What is type juggling? Answer. Type juggling, type coercion or type conversion, is a concept in computer programming where the data type of a variable or value is automatically or implicitly changed during an operation or assignment. It typically occurs when performing operations between variables or values of different data types. Question 26. How to fetch data from a MySQL database with PHP? Answer. To fetch data from a MySQL database using PHP, you can follow these steps. Establish a connection to the MySQL database using the MySQLi extension in PHP. Construct a SQL query to fetch data from the desired table. Execute the SQL query using the query method of the database connection object. Process the fetched data. You can use a loop to iterate through the result set and extract the data. Close the database connection when you're done. Question 27. Explain different types of errors in PHP. Answer. Here are the different types of errors in PHP. 1. Parse errors. Parse errors occur when PHP encounters a syntax error while trying to parse your script. These errors are typically caused by mistakes in your code, such as missing semicolons, mismatched parentheses, or invalid variable names. Parse errors prevent the script from running and display a descriptive error message along with the line number where the error occurred. 2. Fatal errors. Fatal errors are critical errors that prevent the script from continuing its execution. These errors usually occur when PHP encounters a problem that cannot be recovered or when it exceeds certain limits, such as memory limit or execution time limit. Examples of fatal errors include calling an undefined function, including a missing file, or redeclaring a class. 3. Warnings. Warnings are non-fatal errors that don't halt the script execution but indicate potential issues in your code. These errors are often related to deprecated functions or incorrect usage of functions, variables, or constants. Warnings should be addressed to ensure your code functions as intended. If warnings are not fixed, they may lead to unexpected behavior or more severe errors. 4. Notices. Notices are the least severe type of error in PHP. They are informational messages that highlight potential issues in your code but don't affect the script execution. Notices often occur when you attempt to access an undefined variable, use an undefined index in an array, or include a file that does not exist. Although notices are not fatal, it's best to resolve them to ensure your code's correctness and reliability. 5. Deprecated errors. Deprecated errors occur when you use features or functions that have been marked as deprecated in the PHP version you are using. Deprecated features are still available but may be removed in future PHP versions. It's recommended to avoid using deprecated functions or features in your code and instead use alternative methods or functions suggested by PHP. Question 28. What is the difference between session and cookie? Answer. In web development, sessions and cookies are both used to maintain stateful information between a web server and a client, usually a web browser. However, they serve different purposes and have distinct characteristics. Session. A session is a server-side mechanism for storing and managing user-specific data during the interaction between a client and a server. When a user visits a website, the server creates a unique session for that user and assigns it a session ID. This session ID is usually stored in a cookie or appended to URLs. The session ID is used to associate subsequent requests from the client with the corresponding session data on the server. Session data is typically stored on the server, and only the session ID is sent to the client. This makes sessions more secure in terms of protecting sensitive data. Sessions are often used to store information such as user authentication details, shopping cart contents, or user preferences. Cookie. A cookie is a small piece of data that a server sends to a client's browser, which is then stored on the client's computer as a text file. Cookies are primarily used to maintain stateful information on the client side. They allow websites to remember certain information about the user across multiple visits or page loads. Cookies can be set with an expiration time, after which they will be automatically deleted by the browser, or they can be set as session cookies that expire when the browser is closed. Unlike sessions, which are stored on the server, cookies are stored on the client's machine and are sent back to the server with each subsequent request. Cookies can be used for various purposes, such as tracking user behavior, personalizing content, or maintaining user preferences. Question 29. Explain what is a persistence cookie. Answer. A persistence cookie, also known as a persistent cookie or a persistent HTTP cookie, is a small piece of data that is stored by a web server on a user's device, such as a computer or a mobile device, when they visit a website. Unlike session cookies, which are temporary and are deleted when the user closes their web browser, persistence cookies remain on the user's device even after the browser is closed. Question 30. What is public, private, protected, static, and final scopes? Answer. 1. Public. A public scope allows unrestricted access to the component from anywhere within the program, including other classes, packages, or modules. Public 2. Private. A private scope restricts access to the component within the same class where it is declared. 3. Protected. A protected scope allows access to the component within the same class, subclasses, inheritance, and the same package. 4. Static. The static scope is not directly related to visibility but instead defines a property or behavior that is shared among all instances of a class. 5. Final. The final scope defines that a component cannot be modified or overridden once it is assigned a value or implemented. Question 31. Define garbage collection. Answer. Garbage collection in PHP refers to the automatic process of freeing up memory occupied by objects that are no longer in use by the program. It helps manage memory resources and prevent memory leaks in PHP applications. Question 32. What is PDO? Answer. PDO stands for PHP Data Objects. It is a database abstraction layer for PHP, which provides a consistent interface for accessing and manipulating databases. PDO allows developers to write database-independent code by providing a unified set of functions and methods to work with various database systems, such as MySQL, PostgreSQL, SQLite, Oracle, and more. Question 33. What is URL rewriting? Answer. URL rewriting in PHP refers to the process of modifying or transforming the appearance and structure of URLs to make them more user-friendly or search engine optimized. It is commonly used to create clean, descriptive, and memorable URLs that are easier to understand and navigate. Question 34. Name some popular PHP frameworks. Answer. There are several popular PHP frameworks that developers use to build web applications. Here are some of the most well-known ones: Laravel, Symfony, CodeIgniter, Yi, Zend Framework, CakePHP, Falcon. Question 35. What is the role of ODBC in PHP? Answer. In PHP, ODBC, Open Database Connectivity, is a standardized API, application programming interface, that allows PHP scripts to communicate with various database systems using a common interface. The role of ODBC in PHP is to facilitate database connectivity and data retrieval, enabling PHP applications to work with different databases without the need for extensive modifications or rewriting of code. It acts as a bridge between PHP and the underlying database system by providing a set of functions and drivers that handle the communication between the two. Question 36. Why use superglobal arrays in PHP? Answer. In PHP, superglobal arrays are predefined variables accessible from any scope within a script. They are called superglobals because they are automatically available and can be accessed without the need for any special syntax or function calls. The use of superglobal arrays provides a convenient way to access and manipulate data across different parts of a PHP application. Question 37. Name different types of loops that exists in PHP. Answer. In PHP, there are several types of loops available for repetitive execution of code blocks. Here are the main loop types in PHP. For loop. While loop. Do while loop. For each loop. For each loop with key. Question 38. What are the encryption functions in PHP? Answer. Below are some commonly used encryption functions in PHP. 1. MD5. This function calculates the MD5 hash of a string. 2. SHA1. Similar to MD5, the SHA1 function calculates the SHA1 hash of a string. 3. Password hash. Introduced in 5 Philippine pesos and 50 centavos, this function is specifically designed for securely hashing passwords. It uses a strong hashing algorithm, such as Bcrypt or Argon2. 4. Password verify. This function is used to verify a password against its hashed value. It takes a plaintext password and a hashed password as input and returns true if they match or false otherwise. 5. OpenSSL encrypt and OpenSSL decrypt. These functions provide symmetric encryption and decryption using various algorithms, such as AES, Advanced Encryption Standard. Question 39. Difference between echo and print. Answer. In PHP, echo and print are used to output data to the screen or a file. However, there are a few differences between the two. Echo does not return any value and has a void return type. It directly outputs the data to the screen or the output buffer. In contrast, print returns a value of 1 and can be used as part of an expression. Echo can accept multiple parameters, separated by commas, allowing you to output multiple values at once. On the other hand, print can only accept a single parameter. Overall, both echo and print serve the same purpose of outputting data, but echo is generally considered to be slightly faster and more commonly used in PHP code due to its syntax and lack of a return value. Question 40. What is MIME? Answer. MIME stands for Multipurpose Internet Mail Extensions. It is a standard that defines the format of email messages and the way attachments are handled over the internet. MIME allows different types of data, such as text, images, audio, video, and application files, to be transmitted via email and other protocols. The primary purpose of MIME is to extend the capabilities of the Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, SMTP, which is used for sending email messages. Thank you for listening to our podcast.